Hello, guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today, I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. Having sex is not just about physical pleasure, it can also give us insights into our emotional well-being. A recent study has revealed a strong link between the frequency of sexual activity and our emotional state. Those who engaged in sexual activity 1 to 2 times a week reported lower levels of depression. This indicates that there may be an ideal amount of sex for maintaining good mental health. Let's delve into the research behind this discovery and explore how sex can positively impact our emotional well-being. How science connects sex and depression. Reflecting on the significance of sex in mental health is a crucial aspect of ongoing research aimed at understanding the impact of daily choices on our emotional well-being. A groundbreaking study conducted by researchers from Shenzhen University and Shantou University Medical College delved into the connection between one's sex life and their mental health. Utilizing data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which gathers comprehensive information on various aspects of individuals' lives, the study examined 14,741 adults aged 20 to 59. Participants were questioned about their sexual activity over the past year, and also completed the Patient Health Questionnaire 9 to assess depression levels. This study stands out for its extensive use of diverse data from across the nation, enabling researchers to account for various factors such as age, gender, income, physical health, and insurance coverage. Through this thorough analysis, a clearer understanding of the correlation between sexual activity and depression was obtained. This research sheds light on the intricate relationship between sexual behavior and mental well-being, emphasizing the importance of exploring such connections for the betterment of individuals' emotional health. Exciting discovery. Engaging in sexual activity occasionally was associated with decreased likelihood of experiencing depression. The study revealed a strong correlation between the frequency of sexual activity and the frequency of reported depression. Individuals who engaged in sexual activity at least once a week were found to be 24% less likely to experience depression, compared to those who had sex less than once a month. Similarly, those who had sex between once a month and once a week were also 23% less likely to be depressed. This connection remained even after taking into account various other factors, such as marital status, income, health issues, and more. It became evident that sexual activity played a significant role in emotional well-being. This study supports the notion that there is a crucial link between sex and mental health. The researchers utilized advanced mathematical tools to analyze the data, ensuring that the findings were accurate and reliable. The use of logistic regression analysis and restricted cubic spline models allowed them to identify patterns in the data and determine an optimal frequency for sexual activity. The ideal frequency is between 1 to 2 times per week. You may think that increasing the frequency of sexual activity would lead to better mental health, but the study revealed something different. The link between sex and depression was not a straightforward one. It reached a peak and plateaued. The optimal amount for mental well-being appeared to be having sex around 52 to 103 times a year, or roughly once or twice a week. Individuals within this range reported the lowest levels of depression, based on their PHQ-9 scores. Going beyond this frequency did not offer any additional benefits in alleviating depression. This suggests that there is a diminishing return the more frequently one engages in sexual activity beyond a certain point. Once you find that sweet spot, having more sex does not necessarily result in improved mental well-being. Discovering the ideal amount of sex prompts us to view sexual activity in a more balanced manner. It's not about having as much sex as possible, but about finding a harmonious balance that suits our individual lives and relationships. How can sex positively impact mental health? It's not just about biology, but also about emotions and social connections. All of these factors play a crucial role in our well-being. Understanding the benefits of moderate sexual activity on mental health involves considering a model that encompasses biological, emotional, and social factors. When engaging in sex, the body undergoes a series of chemical changes that release endorphins, dopamine, and oxytocin, creating feelings of pleasure, reducing stress, and fostering trust and closeness. These chemical boosts play a crucial role in managing mood and stress, potentially shielding individuals from the negative emotions associated with depression. Additionally, the physical aspects of sex, such as increased heart rate, calorie burning, and muscle use, contribute to improved physical and emotional well-being. The emotional connection and intimacy experienced during sex can lead to increased happiness, higher self-esteem, and emotional support within a relationship. Overall, a satisfying sex life can enhance overall relationship satisfaction and protect against depression. Various groups of people exhibit unique patterns that can be identified and studied. The researchers delved into whether certain groups of individuals experienced more profound connections between their frequency of sexual activity and their emotional well-being. The findings revealed that the psychological advantages of engaging in regular sexual activity varied among different demographics. Young adults ages 20 to 39 displayed a particularly robust correlation between frequent sexual activity and reduced levels of depression. This could be due to the fact that younger individuals typically engage in sex more frequently or have higher expectations regarding their sexual experiences. If their reality does not align with their expectations, it could result in emotional distress. Mexican-American and non-Hispanic white participants exhibited a stronger statistical association between frequent sexual activity and fewer depression symptoms. The differing cultural perspectives on sex and mental health may influence both individuals' actual behaviors and how they communicate them. Individuals without health insurance appeared to derive greater mental health benefits from engaging in frequent sexual activity. It is plausible that in the absence of healthcare support, other factors such as emotional intimacy become even more crucial for one's mental well-being. Interestingly, the study did not find significant variations based on gender, income level, or educational attainment. This indicates that the relationship between optimal sexual activity and depression may hold true for a wide range of individuals. There are certain things you need to be cautious about, but it all depends on the specific situation. Even though the results bring a glimmer of hope, we must tread carefully when interpreting them, as the study had its limitations. The study design only captured a single moment in time, failing to track changes over time. This leaves us unable to definitively conclude that engaging in sex reduces depression. It is possible that individuals who are less depressed are simply more inclined to have sex. People provided their own information on their sexual activity and mental state, which may not be entirely accurate. They could have forgotten details, provided answers they thought researchers wanted to hear, or withheld information. The study also failed to consider crucial factors such as relationship satisfaction, physical response to sex, sexual orientation, and types of sexual activities. These factors could heavily influence how individuals perceive sex and its impact on their mental well-being. How to deeply connect with and apply these discoveries? It may sound simple to suggest having sex once or twice a week to improve your mood, but the reality is much more complicated. It's not just about meeting a quota, it's about sharing intimate moments that bring emotional fulfillment and are mutually agreed upon. This is especially important for individuals on medication for depression, as these medications can impact sex drive. Monitoring the frequency and satisfaction of sexual activity can assist doctors in customizing treatment plans for their patients. Reflecting on engaging in sexual activity as an indicator of overall mental well-being. Changes in sexual behavior, just like changes in appetite, sleep, or energy levels, can be a powerful indicator of underlying emotional shifts. If someone experiences a sudden drop in their sex drive, it could be a subtle sign that depression is beginning to creep in, even before they consciously recognize feelings of sadness. By recognizing sexual activity as a key indicator of one's well-being, medical professionals can identify potential issues early on. This holistic approach to mental health takes into account the entirety of a person's being, including their physical state and emotional experiences. Individuals themselves can also benefit from paying attention to changes in their sexual desires, levels of enjoyment, and the dynamics of their relationships. These changes can serve as early warnings or confirmations of emotional shifts, providing valuable insights into one's mental state. A complete understanding of emotional wellness. Our mental well-being is not something we can cultivate in isolation. It flourishes through connection, touch presence, and, for many, intimacy. While sex may not be a panacea, understanding its importance in shaping our emotions can be enlightening. Rather than dismissing sex as a mere frivolity or taboo topic, we should view it as a vital component of human happiness and mental well-being. The current trend in mental health care is to consider the complete individual, encompassing physical health, emotions, and relationships. Addressing sexual behavior, satisfaction, and frequency is not only appropriate, but essential in delivering comprehensive care that acknowledges the entirety of a person's needs. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.